Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Archeries Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. Economics Rules: The Rights and Wrongs of the Dismal Science is a concise work of economic methodology by Danny Roderick, a Harvard political economist known for writing on globalization, development, and policy design. The book examines how economists think, why their models can be powerful, and why those same models can become misleading when treated as universal laws. Rather than presenting a policy manifesto, Roderick explains economics as a disciplined collection of simplified models, each built around assumptions that illuminate some parts of reality while ignoring others. His central purpose is to defend economics against the charge that it is useless or ideological, while also criticizing economists who overstate the reach of particular models. The book is written for economists, students, policymakers, journalists, and general readers who want to understand how economic claims should be evaluated. Its main contribution is to shift attention from whether economics is right or wrong to when, where, and why specific economic reasoning applies. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, economic models are useful simplifications, not universal descriptions of reality. Roderick presents economic models as deliberately simplified representations of social behavior. Their value comes from stripping away many details so that a particular causal mechanism can be examined clearly. This is why models in economics often look unrealistic if judged as literal descriptions of the world. A model may assume perfect competition, rational expectations, or complete information, not because economists believe those conditions always exist, but because such assumptions help isolate a relationship under specific conditions. The danger begins when the simplification is forgotten and the model is treated as a complete theory of how economies work. Roderick argues that the correct question is not whether a model is realistic in every detail, but whether its assumptions capture the decisive features of the case being studied. This view explains why economics can generate many models that seem to contradict one another. Different models highlight different mechanisms, such as incentives, coordination failures, information problems, or institutional constraints. The strength of economics lies in this variety, provided users understand that each model has boundaries. The book, therefore, reframes models as tools for disciplined reasoning rather than as final representations of economic reality. Secondly, the book defends pluralism as the core discipline of good economics. A major theme of Economics Rules is that economics should be understood as a pluralistic practice rather than a search for one master model. Roderick resists both extremes, the view that economics offers timeless laws comparable to physics, and the view that economics is merely ideological storytelling. In his account, economics contains many valid models because real economies contain many possible causal patterns. A minimum wage may have different effects depending on labor market structure, enforcement, employer power, and macroeconomic conditions. Trade liberalization may raise aggregate income while still creating concentrated losses for particular communities. Financial markets may allocate capital efficiently in one setting and amplify instability in another. The task of the economist is therefore selection, not blind application. Good analysis requires choosing the model whose assumptions best match the problem. This pluralism is not intellectual looseness, because models still demand internal logic and empirical discipline. It is instead a recognition that social life is conditional and institutionally embedded. Roderick sees the best economists as those who move across models carefully, compare mechanisms, and acknowledge uncertainty. The result is a more modest, but also more practical understanding of economic expertise. Thirdly, policy failure often comes from applying the right model in the wrong setting. Roderick is especially concerned with how economic ideas travel from theory into policy. The book argues that many mistakes associated with economics do not arise because models are useless, but because policymakers and advisors apply them without enough attention to context. A model that shows the benefits of markets under competitive conditions may produce poor guidance where monopolies, weak institutions, externalities, or asymmetric information dominate. Similarly, a model emphasizing government intervention may fail where public agencies lack capacity or are captured by private interests. Roderick does not claim that context makes systematic reasoning impossible. Instead, he argues that context is what determines which systematic reasoning is relevant. This has direct implications for policy debates, rather than asking whether markets or governments are good in general. Analysts should ask which market failures or government failures are present, how serious they are, and which institutional arrangements can realistically address them. The book therefore criticizes formulaic policy packages and encourages diagnostic thinking. It suggests that the most useful economics is not the delivery of universal prescriptions, but the careful matching of models to local facts, institutional constraints, and observable mechanisms. Fourthly, economists contribute most when they communicate uncertainty and assumptions clearly. Economics Rules emphasizes that the public reputation of economics suffers when economists present conditional results as definitive answers. Roderick does not argue that economists should avoid judgment. He argues that their judgment should include the assumptions, scope, and possible alternatives behind them. Because models are conditional, an economist who recommends a policy should be able to explain why one model is more applicable than competing models in that case. This is especially important in public debates, where technical claims are often translated into simple slogans. When the assumptions disappear, economic advice can sound more certain than the evidence allows. Roderick also notes that the discipline itself rewards elegance and precision, which can obscure the messier process of choosing among models. Clear communication would make economics more credible, not weaker, because it would show readers how conclusions depend on identifiable premises. This approach also helps non-economists evaluate expert advice. They can ask what mechanism the recommendation relies on, what conditions must hold, and what evidence supports those conditions. In this sense, the book teaches intellectual accountability. The economist should not merely state a conclusion, but should reveal the reasoning architecture that produced it. Lastly, the book challenges both market fundamentalism and anti-economic skepticism. One of the distinctive features of the book is its balanced position between defenders and critics of economics. Roderick rejects market fundamentalism, the habit of elevating models of competitive markets into a general political doctrine. He argues that economics itself contains many models in which markets fail, institutions matter, distributional consequences are significant, and government action can improve outcomes. For that reason, narrow pro-market conclusions should not be mistaken for the discipline as a whole. At the same time, he rejects the claim that economics is simply a failed science because economists disagree or because some predictions have gone wrong. Disagreement can reflect the fact that different mechanisms matter in different settings. The problem is not the existence of multiple models, but careless selection among them. This balanced argument makes the book unusual in discussions of economics after financial crises and policy disappointments. It neither celebrates economists as neutral technocrats nor dismisses them as ideologues. Instead, it asks readers to judge economics by how well its models are used. The discipline is strongest when it treats markets, states, and institutions as objects of analysis rather than as articles of faith. In conclusion, Economics Rules is best suited for readers who want to understand how economic reasoning works beneath policy headlines. Students of economics can use it as a corrective to the impression that models are mechanical formulas with automatic real-world answers. Policymakers and journalists can benefit from its insistence that economic advice should be evaluated through assumptions, mechanisms, and institutional fit. General readers interested in globalization, inequality, financial crisis, or development will find it useful because it explains why economists often disagree without reducing that disagreement to incompetence or ideology. The practical benefit of the book is a more disciplined skepticism. Readers learn to question universal claims while still recognizing the value of structured analysis. Its intellectual benefit is a clear review of economics as a method of conditional reasoning. Compared with popular books that either attack economics for its failures or defend markets through simplified doctrine, Roderick offers a more nuanced account of the discipline from within. He focuses less on dramatic policy arguments and more on the craft of selecting and using models responsibly. That makes the book stand out in its category. It is not a general introduction to economic principles, nor a polemic about capitalism, but a compact guide to the proper use and misuse of economic knowledge. If you would like to support Danny Roderick, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.